Hello, mamas, and welcome back. I'm in a cowboy hat.
Hello.
It's been a minute. Not really a minute. We were here the past 2 weeks, but we read my book. And that was an experience and a half. So that's done now. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope it was a fun little journey. Now I'm in this green screen void. If you remember a few episodes, maybe like a few months ago, I was like, I'm moving. Well, I moved, and now I'm in my room, which is just one big green screen, and then a void, and there's nothing else in it except boxes. So I'm really living the YouTuber life. This is probably not how my room is gonna be forever. I'm gonna like decorate it, but I'm filming a video right now where I'm pretending to be, I'm like editing myself into TV shows and movies, and so that's why. This green screen is huge, by the way. Like, it literally fills the whole room, and I feel like I'm in a freaking Marvel movie set, and it's kind of crazy. Anyways, few things I want to talk about before we jump into the main topic of this video. First off, why are Nintendo Switch Joy-Cons $45 each? I'm not talking for like a pair of them. I'm talking one Nintendo Switch Joy-Con is $45. Used. I went to GameStop, got two used Nintendo Switch controllers, $100. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar. Oh my god. A piece of cashew just like literally hit my uvula. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Nintendo Switch controllers, but they literally feel like a tortilla chip. Like, it is like maybe the cheapest piece of plastic I've ever felt in my life, and it's a full-on controller, and it's somehow like $50 each. It's insane. Nintendo's lost their damn minds, and that's my thoughts on that. That's the first topic I want to bring up. Second of all, I literally haven't been out in the sun for probably months now, and I literally look like a vampire. I look like Edward Cullen. Like, they could recast me, except it'd be like Twilight if like the main character was ugly. That is what I'm given right now. Oh my gosh. And that's a perfect segue, me being self-deprecative and being mean to myself. Let's talk about what I really want to talk about, which is imposter syndrome. Guys, I genuinely didn't know what the hell this means. I thought that it was like an Among Us thing, because I don't even know. I don't know why I thought that. I think it's because like people started talking about this like at the start of the pandemic for whatever reason, or at least I just started hearing about it a lot. At the start of the pandemic, people were like, imposter syndrome, imposter. And at the same time, Among Us came out, and I was like, what are y'all talking? Like, speak English. None of these words were in the Bible. Like, what are y'all saying? And so I pretty much just, like, tuned it out and ignored it and, like, didn't try and, like, figure out what it meant. I just went on with my life. But let's look up what imposter syndrome actually is. Let me read the actual definition. Also, do y'all like, I feel like such a podcaster right now. The freaking laptop. I'd never understood why people doing podcasts need a laptop and like a little desk. It's like, don't you have like brain? Don't you have brain power to like store information? I'm saying that as I'm literally Googling the imposter syndrome definition, even though I literally looked it up before this, so I could be like, oh, I know what imposter syndrome is. Okay, having a laptop in your podcast setup, fine. You want a laptop? Have a laptop. Maybe mommy needs to make a phone call. Then you can make your little well, that'd be stupid on a podcast. But, like, some people that have, like, full-on desks looking like they're about to, like, file someone's taxes. Like, no, you're doing a podcast. It's really not that. Okay. Imposter syndrome definition. We'll go to Wikipedia. Side note, before we really get into the meat and potatoes, how come, like, teachers in school would say, like, Wikipedia is not a source? I'm old and my coochie's drying up. Like, genuinely, like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, because Wikipedia is such a good source for information. They are, like, so thorough in, like, vetting everything. Like, every single, like, thing that's written on there is backed up by like where the information came from. It is so dumb that teachers plant the idea in our head that Wikipedia is like not good. Like, it literally is. Like, maybe one in a thousand things, like, someone will, like, go and edit something. Like, who was that one celebrity that, like, someone went on Wikipedia and, like, said that they died? Also, why don't I have a Wikipedia page? I'm a famous TikToker.
Ew.
Okay. Imposter syndrome. Also known as imposter phenomenon. Impostorism. Fraud syndrome. Or the imposter experience. That kind of sounds fun. That sounds like it could be like a 4D Among Us ride. The imposter experience. Actually, that wouldn't be fun. Imagine it's a 4D, like a 4D Among Us ride, and you actually get stabbed. Like, you're sitting in your seat, and a blade just, like, comes through the seat, and it's like, it's real. It's realism. And then, like, you're going to sit down on, like, the ride, and there's just, like, blood on the floor. You're like, yo, what is that? Like, it's realistic. What? Anyways, imposter syndrome is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. I have this, and I didn't know until, like, literally, like, a few days ago. And I would, like, the way I kind of discovered that this is what I was dealing with was, like, people, what, I don't want to explain this. Well, I don't want to explain this without, like sounding like I'm, like, hyping myself up or something. And, like, me in saying that is literally showing that I freaking am exhibiting symptoms of imposter syndrome. But, like, I would hit, like, crazy milestones on, like, YouTube or TikTok, and people would be like, oh my gosh, like, that's so crazy. Like, congratulations. And I'd be like, stop, like, ew, like, I didn't do that. Like, that was not me. It has to be a mistake. My brain would never go, like, the first thing that my brain would go to would never be like, yeah, I did that, and I'm proud of myself. Nope, I would be like, you are lying to me. Didn't do that. That was not me. And stop lying. Stop lying right now. And I really don't know why I do that. I feel like I don't like bragging, I guess, which is, like, funny because, like, if you go on my Instagram, like, half the posts are just me, like, being like, thank you for this many million followers. But it's, like, genuinely I'm posting those out of, like, pure, like joy and, like, just wanting to thank you guys. And even though it's, like, the smallest way to thank y'all, like, just, like, a little Instagram post. But, like, we've just hit, like, crazy milestones, and, like, so much happened in the past, like, 3 months. I, like, was not expecting any of it, so, like, it was, like, a lot of posting for, like, thank you for these milestones, but then at the same time, I'd be like, oh my god, like, I didn't do that, like, that wasn't me. And I feel like, especially with social media, it, like, getting these milestones sometimes can feel like you didn't do it, like, genuinely, because, like, yeah, you put the work into a video and posted them, but then it's, like, genuinely up to, like, the algorithm and the people watching it if, like, they are gonna enjoy it and if it's gonna, like, become, like, a big video or whatever, and then they're gonna, like, subscribe to you or something. Like, that is – it's so out of your control, but also in your control at the same time that, like, it really makes it hard to take credit for it sometimes because it's, like, okay, yeah, I made the videos, but, like – y'all, it's like, yeah, I made the, like, pretend I'm Remy the rat in the Ratatouille, and y'all are Anton Ego, the crazy evil critic. I'm like, yeah, I made the Ratatouille, but y'all, where am I going? And, y'all wrote the review. No, that literally made no sense. Like, actually, no, like, I've said a lot of dumb stuff on this podcast. It made no sense. What else does Wikipedia say about imposter syndrome? Oh, imposter syndrome also occurs in the context of mental illness and its treatment. Certain individuals may see themselves as less ill, less depressed, less anxious than their peers or other mentally ill people, citing their lack of severe symptoms as the indication of a non or minor underlying issue. People with this form often do not seek help for their issues because they see their problems not worthy of psychiatric attention. I'm sure some of y'all are mentally ill. Let me know if that resonates. I feel like, I'm not saying I'm mentally ill. Well, I don't know. But, like, I definitely, like, I kind of feel that in the context of, like, just asking for help in general. Like, whether it's, like, something, like, emotionally that I'm dealing with or, like, maybe it's a mental illness or I don't know. Oh, my God. Side note. We're going to have lots of this episode. I'm so sorry, but, like, my brain is all over the place this morning, which leads me to this point. I had a therapist for, like, 3 weeks. And then I ghosted her. Ooh! Because I got, like, a free, like, subscription. I was like, okay, I'll do it. But, yeah, so it was so sad. Like, the third week, she was, like, she was so nice, too. I don't know why I, like, stopped going. I think I just, like, ran out of things to talk about. Like, I would just, like, open it up and be like, hey. And she'd be like, how you doing? She was from Texas. She was so funny. But, yeah, the third and final class, she was like, and will I see you next time? And I was like, yes, you will. Never saw that woman again. But anyways, basically, she told me, she I don't know if she can do this because she's a therapist. And I don't think therapists, like, can do this. But she like, said that she thinks I have ADHD. She didn't, like, diagnose me, but she said she thinks I have it. Because I, like, told her I have, like, all these problems, like, focusing, like, in all these things that are kind of, like, parallel to ADHD. And then she said this really random thing. She's like, when you have caffeine, does it make you tired? And I was like, wait, what? Yeah. Why? She's like, that is an ADHD thing. I can't remember what she said. It's like freaking short circuits your brain or something. But no, literally, I don't know how I never put two and two together. I stopped drinking Red Bull because of this. Like, I'll drink Red Bull and it won't give me energy. Like, it genuinely does not give me energy. It just makes me insane. Like, actually, like, insane. And that's why, like, I would drink it before editing a video. Cause, like, some of my funniest videos are edited so crazily because I had, like, a jumbo Red Bull and, like, my brain is going cuckoo loco monkey. And it was so weird. Like, I never put two and two together that it wasn't actually giving me energy. It was just making me, like, spiral. And so I was like, wow, like, Red Bull's really helping my creative production. But, how do we get back from the sidetrack to the main point? Oh, yeah, we were talking about, how, like, imposter syndrome makes you not want to reach out for help. So, yeah, that was, like, a very, like, one-off thing. Like, I never, like, reach out for help. And, like, for literally all sorts of things. Like, I honestly think I'd rather, like, drop, like, a giant weight on my toe, like, on my pinky toe, and, like, have it literally fall off than, like, ask for help with something. And I don't know why that is, because, like, I've recently, like, been around a lot of people who, like every single thing they do, they, like, want it to be, like, a shared experience with someone else and, like, want help. And maybe it's because I'm an only child and, like, had, like, no friends. So I just learned to do everything myself. But I genuinely feel like I can do anything if I put my mind to it. Like, I don't need someone else's help. The only time, like, the only time I'll ask for someone's help is if it's, like, we both, like, have the same, like, knowledge of something. And I just know, like, I can, like, get them to do it to, like, break up the time or something. Or I don't even know. Like, dishes. Like, if I'm, like, putting away dishes. Like, I don't need to be, like, a control freak about that and be like, leave the dishes to me. No, like, you, like, help me out. But generally, I don't like help. And it's kind of weird, because sometimes I'll know I need help. Like, sometimes I'll be like, damn, I'm really not doing good mentally. And I'll be like, oh, I should probably talk to someone. Like, no. This battle I will do with myself for no reason. What else does Wikipedia say about imposter syndrome? And also, it's such a random freaking name for it. Like, what is a syndrome? I always hear syndrome used in so many different contexts. Like, what's that One Direction? Oh, baby, look what... No, we're not trying to get copyrighted. Stockholm Syndrome. Okay, welcome back to my podcast studio. What is this tag? Oh, this is literally the tag for the hat. How much should I pay for it? $14.99, baby. Let's get it. Okay, a syndrome. A syndrome is a set of medical signs and symptoms which are correlated with each other and often associated with a particular disease or disorder. Oh. Yeah, because there's so many different types of syndromes. Like, for what? That mean, like, completely different things. Like, toxic shock syndrome, when, like, the tampon gets, like, freaking, like, ages, like, fine wine. Like, why is that a syndrome? And also, imposter syndrome is the same thing. Like, literally thinking that you can't accomplish things is the same as literally having a tampon rot in your bonani. Yeah, that makes no sense. We need a new word. I know the doctors, like, have their whole set of things, but no. Also, oh my gosh, medical help too. Oh my god, y'all. Side note. I had the craziest dream last night where I had cancer, and it stressed me out so much because I've talked about this before in previous episodes, but like, I used to really be a hypochondriac and like just terrified of like medical problems that could happen. And one of the things was like cancer. That, like, genuinely terrified me, like, endlessly. Like, the way I was I wasn't scared of, like, short-term things, like, getting sick, say, from COVID, like, isn't something that would scare me. But, like, getting, like, a permanent illness that you're going to have for the rest of your life, oh, my God, no, thank you, no, gracias, literally scared the crap out of me. Scared the living poo-poo out of me. So, anyways, last night, I had a dream where I had butt cancer. And I woke up, when I have a really bad dream, it's actually like evil, like that the universe does this to me. But when I wake up from a really bad dream, like for the first hour of being like awake slash half awake, I will believe that it happened. So I was like, oh my God, my first day being awake having cancer. And I was like literally about to text people being like, we need to talk, like I have cancer. But it was, like, so weird. Like, in the dream, it was, like, I farted, and then it, like, smelled really bad. And then I, like, went to the doctor, and they were, like, yeah, these are cancer farts. And I was, like, that sounds, like, not real. But I believed it, because it's a dream. Also, side note. I'm sure y'all have heard, like, people say, oh, like, I hate hearing about dreams. Or just in general, people saying that they, like, hate hearing other people's dreams. That's stupid. I love hearing your dreams. I love hearing people's dreams. They're fun and they're entertaining. Whoever started that narrative that like listening to people's dreams is boring, no, shut up. They're fun. They're fun little rides, fun little like Netflix original movies that your best friend's brain came up with, and you should listen to them because they lived it. It's not like they just like made up that story, like they like lived it for like a few hours when they were sleeping, and it's important to them, so listen to it. Also, side note, so I uploaded the book that I wrote to Wattpad, which, let me tell y'all about how difficult that was. Oh my god, I thought I could just like give y'all the Apple link for like the iBooks Apple link so you could like read along. And then after I filmed all the podcasts, I realized that I deleted it a long time ago, like literally wiped it off the internet. And the only remaining trace of this book was like the physical copy I had and this PDF on my phone. But the PDF wouldn't let me copy the text. So I literally screenshotted every single page and uploaded the images to Wattpad. And that's why it's like that. And it literally took like 5 hours. So I hope y'all enjoyed. But listen, this is the rankings. This is the official rankings that the story came in for like the tags. Listen, I have no idea how Wattpad works, but I went from 10 followers to 391. The book is currently at number 16 for stories about Ben of the Week, which is really random. That's number 16 out of 49 stories. For hashtag influencer, number 19 out of 759 stories. But get this. For hashtag YouTube, our story is 482 out of 77,000. 77,000 stories. That's crazy. Also, a lot of people were like surprised that my Wattpad profile was made 7 years ago. And to that I say, mind your own damn business, because yes, I was reading fan fictions when I was 15. And literally, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. I'm really curious to see if anyone, like, made it to the end, though. Because, like, my mom, she, like, read it again. Because she read it when I first wrote it. And then she, like, when I told her, like, I read it and, like, found the book. She's like, yeah, I have no clue what's going on. Let's read the comments of the very last page. I can't believe I just read this whole thing in under an hour, but it was an experience, so thank you. You're welcome. Thank God it's over. I mean, I loved it, yes. Wait, what is slash LH? Hold on. Y'all, ooh, we're gonna get into a little controversial topic. I don't know how I feel about, like, the context. You know, what do you call it? Like, you know when you see, like a tweet and it'll be, like, slash J for, like, joking or slash Jen for, like, genuine. I don't know how I feel about that. Also, slash LH is not a thing. I literally searched it up and all I can find is luteinizing hormone, which I literally remember from science class. It's a hormone test that measures how much luteinizing hormone is in your blood. Or wait, it's some thing in ovaries. So I don't know why they brought ovaries into this, but no, I understand that, like using hashtag, or not hashtag, what the frick, slash J or like slash Jen or things like that can be very helpful for people to, like, pick up on context clues on Twitter. Cause, like, Twitter, oh my God, like, it actually is a cesspool. And, like, especially if you don't know who you're talking to and, like, you're not familiar with, like, how they type or talk, it can be so hard to figure out if they're, like, joking or not. And so I can totally see on one hand how, like, it would solve those problems of, like, people not really knowing what a tweet is meant. But at the same time, I feel like using them can, like, erase a lot of, like good, just kind of, what is the word? By the way, this is just my opinion. Like, this is a man just sitting in front of a green screen wearing a cowboy hat from the thrift store. So, like, literally, it doesn't matter. But it takes away a lot of the nuance of, like making a funny joke, you know? Like, sometimes you just want to make a joke and you want it to be perceived however it's perceived. And I feel like if we were to, like, make it so, like, every tweet had to, like, say exactly how it was meant, I just feel like that's, like, not that fun. Random rant. Anyways, let's continue. This was a beautiful work of literature, truly compelling and inspiring. And then someone said, did I really just read this whole book? Yes, you did. Wattpad is crazy. It really blows my mind. Like, some of the stuff on there that I have seen, especially, like, fanfics about me, I'm like, oh my God, y'all, like, find God. And I'm not even religious, like, borderline atheist, but I'm like, find God. Like, holy moly. Some of the fanfics about me are so dramatic for no reason, too. Like, I'm looking at this one. It's like, two ghosts, Ben of the Week. She felt safe when she was with him, and he could conquer anything when he was with her. Coping with his parents' divorce. Of the few, like, Wattpad fanfics I've read about me, that will randomly, like, include, like, actual things from my life. And I'm like, damn. They're like, he was destroyed by his parents' divorce. I'm like, okay, so we're using real stuff. I'm like, damn. Oh, y'all, this fanfic is 2 hours long. Oh my God, should I read it later? That's kind of crazy. Anywho. sorry, I just read a random page. Oh my God, what the heck? So let's get back to the original topic. We just went through, like, five layers of getting sidetracked. That's kind of why I would, like, wish I had a guest. I mean, not even a guest, like a co-host sometime. So whenever I get derailed, they could reel me back in. But nope, it's just me. It's just me to make sure we don't derail and all the hazardous materials spill across a little village in Tibet. I guess imposter syndrome, like, the only example I gave y'all was, like, YouTube milestones or TikTok milestones and followers, blah, blah, blah. But, like, it also happens, like it happened when I was a kid as well, like, with grades and stuff. Like, say I'd get, like, a really good grade in school, like, or I'd make, like, honor roll, which was, like, if your average was 80% or higher, like, my parents would be proud, but I'd be like, no, I didn't do that. Nope. And I think for me, part of the reason why, I have imposter syndrome. I don't know if I have it, but like why I exhibit symptoms of imposter syndrome. It's because like I feel like I'm someone that like is never gonna be like satisfied, really. I guess. I don't know. Like I always feel like I can do better, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I always feel like all the crazy milestones that I do hit, I'm like, but there's gonna be another one coming because I'm gonna keep grinding. Which is a very unhealthy way to live. Let me tell y'all this. I'm trying to like nip it in the bud before like things like, because obviously like with social media, like things will slow down eventually. Like I'm not going to just like gain at the rate that I'm gaining now forever. I'm not going to be Charlie D'Amelio. It's not going to happen. So like I'm really trying to nip it in the bud so that like I am content with like how things are. Like if it just stopped, I'd be like, well, we got 10 million of us plus almost 3 million on YouTube plus like freaking 500,000 on Instagram, like that's a whole big happy family and a half. But I feel like if it were to just stop one day, I need to like prepare myself, which it kind of did. I don't like talking about followers and stuff. Well, but like for some reason the TikTok algorithm like changed like about a month ago, and I wasn't even posting more videos, but all my old videos started getting like a poop ton of views for no reason. And, like, I was getting, like, 10,000 followers on TikTok a day. And I was, like, literally more, like, 20,000. And I was, like, what is happening? Like, I didn't do anything. I'm, like, sitting on my couch playing VR games. Like, what? And for a month, I was, like, gaining that much. And now we're almost at 10 million. But it's so funny because it literally stopped, like, right at 9.9 million. And it's been gaining, like maybe, like, 1,000 a day. And it's almost like TikTok was, like, playing with me. Like, aww. You want 10 million on TikTok so bad. No. Die. So, but we'll get there. We're still gaining and growing. So like even though like it's like fine, it's whatever, like we're still on the come up. It was like such a random like shock almost. I was like, oh, y'all can just turn off the For You page for me, huh? Damn. But things happen. So much of life is not what happens to you, but how you react.
Is that how it goes? What is that saying? I don't know.
But yeah, I feel like I can always do better, and I feel like I'm always going to do better, which isn't necessarily the truth. I feel like it's important. It's scary, but important in life to realize that like you can't, there will be a time in your life when you peak, whether it be like your grades. You know, some people will have a progressive, like you're just constantly growing and gaining. Like say, I mean, there's so many different things in life that this can happen to. Like, for example, grades. Like, you might like constantly just be improving yourself and improving yourself. But I feel like for so many different things, there is like a cap. And it's like so prevalent in social media. Like there is like a peak that a lot of people reach. And then it's like you can like slowly like stop gaining followers or even start losing followers. But I mean, like, you can always come back. Like it's nothing's permanent, really. Like, in any, like, thing you're doing. Like, even if you're, like, having, like, a flop semester, like, your grades are really bad, next semester you can come back, you can hop right back on the horse, and you can do good again. But it's important to, like, realize that, like, there will be ups and downs, and you need to be able to handle them and be prepared for when they happen, because they will happen. People are living in their little, have y'all seen those houses in like Florida that are like literally on stilts on the ocean? It's like, y'all know there will be a tsunami one day or a hurricane, and that thing is going to be in the specific ocean. And I'm sure they do know that. And I'm sure they are prepared and they're ready. And that's what you should be. And it's not the easiest thing. It's actually probably one of the hardest things, but we can do it. We can be, what is that like white mom quote that you always see on like throw pillows?
A boat is, a ship is safe in the harbor, but a ship is not made to harbor.
I don't even know. It's stupid. But basically, you got this. We got this. There will be dark times, but we will push through, baby. I love you all so much. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us 5 stars on Spotify, which you can do now. You can rate podcasts on Spotify. I didn't even know that. So if you want to go ahead over to I Almost Died on Spotify, rate it 5 stars. I will give you the biggest smooch ever. Also, Apple Podcasts, if you haven't done that already, rate us 5 stars. And if you want to watch the video version, go on over and subscribe to the I Almost Died podcast. We're like really close to 100K subscribers. That'd be crazy if we got a plaque for this. Oh my gosh. I'd poop. I would poop. I'd maybe finally make a podcast set up and have it as the only thing in the background as a decoration. I will see y'all next Wednesday. Send me your near-death experiences also. Tweet me them using the hashtag #IAlmostDiedPodcast and at me at Bed of the Week. I love you all so much. Take care. Bed of the Week, it's true.